No, we've got a superstar here with us today. Welcome, Gary McDonald, the man that's done it all. Welcome to Bolton.
Oh,
And
thanks.
welcome to Bolton FM. It's really good to see you.
Thanks for having us, Ron. It's really nice to be in Bolton. We've just had a little wander around the town. Lovely little salad in the can I say
Yeah, you can go.
lovely little salad in the tea court, little tea room there. Nice place. Lovely, lovely.
We'll send them the bill after. Right, now then, what can I say? Oh yeah, this is good because you've reached the very top in music, haven't you? You've been there, you've done it, you've played with the best, and then you left and you started again. And you've also been quoted as the best drummer in Liverpool.
Well, that was
Eat your heart out, Ringo Starr.
Well, no. And I mean, a lot of people say a lot of things about Ringo, and I'd like to, you know, make it clear that I think he's probably one of the best drummers that we've ever had. Probably allowed the Beatles to actually, well, to create a vehicle or a platform for the Beatles to play along to. Never got in the way. Great drummer. I think he's fab. But I was lucky enough to be called that by no less than Ian McCulloch, who's a good friend of mine, really. I mean, Mac's a great, not just because he said it about me, but he is a really great judge of music and talent. And I mean, you know, I'll thank him for saying that. But
Just
I'm sure
remind,
there's plenty of others in the
I'm, I'm
city.
sure everybody's heard of Ian McCulloch, but just remind them who he's with, right? If they've never heard of him, let's just remind them he's with Echo and the Bunnymen.
Well, Mac is
Yeah.
The bunny man, isn't he? He's
Yeah.
the singer, he's the main man. Yeah.
Okay. Right, but you weren't always, but drums weren't your first instrument, were they?
Well, no, I mean,
Because
I
he's
was.
multi-talented, this guy.
Well, that's lovely that you say that, Ron. And I mean, I've always had a bit of a heartbeat for music. I mean, the first instrument I ever played was a trombone. I mean, don't ask me to play it now. But I was probably 4, 5 years of age. I used to listen to Stan Kenton jazz albums. My dad had a bit of a jazz drummer in him. Kind of introduced me to music at an early age. I mean, he even used to bring people round to the house, and I'd be behind the door because I didn't want them to see me performing. The trombone pieces, which I'd kind of made up myself on the Stan Kenton records, which was great. So I suppose that was my first introduction to music. Yeah.
Now you've also played. I mean, you've played with the best, with Echo and the Bunnymen and Manson. You've had a number one. You've contributed to a number one album.
Well,
Tell me a bit about that.
Well, I mean, being part of the Liverpool scene, there's a lot of incredibly creative people who dedicate their lives to their art and music in Liverpool. And unfortunately, I mean, I've been lucky enough to be a part of that. There's so many really fabulous people from Liverpool, and some of whom have gone beyond the Liverpool walls, if you like, and have gone global. I mean, Manson was one of them, but I mean, I think with Liverpool, there's so many people who absolutely love and live and breathe the art of music. And you've got these guys who are like tour managers, or they're like, you know, they're not just roadies, they kind of do a little bit more for the bands. And these guys are like really good at introducing different, you know, musicians to different bands and stuff. And basically that's what happened. There's a guy called Ollo Paul, really good guy, a real lover of music, who just before Manson broke with the Lantern album, Paul was looking after them, and they'd be doing some demos, and I was in, not sort of involved where I'd done any recordings with them, but I used to talk I used to go to the rehearsal and we'd chat about, you know, what do you think of this bass line? Should it be up there or should it be down here? And it was just a lovely environment to be in. And when they finally did the album, they asked me to go into, it was Park Street Studios in Liverpool, just to do some percussion, which was great. I mean, really wrong. They couldn't have done it without me, my superb bongo playing. No, seriously. But I did... played a bit of percussion for them, yeah. And luckily, you know, well, probably not luckily, but well worth, you know, they knocked Blair off. They went in on the Tuesday, we went to number one, and then they were off again by the, so I was there for 3 days. It was great for them, because it's all about them, you know. I mean, I was a happy passenger, really.
I like the way, when we asked that question, you went, well, you know, as if it's like every day, you know, every day everybody has a number one album, you know.
Well, it doesn't feel any different.
So did you get your break in music? Was that your big break in music, or?
Well, no, really, I suppose it was when I was like 15. We got signed to Warner Brothers when I was 15, which was great, you know. I was in a little band from Allerton, where I suppose you could say the Beatles were from. Nothing but that. And I joined this other bigger band who lost the drummer, and they said, you know, guys, come and play with us. I did. We went to London, we got signed by Warner Brothers, and I suppose it happened there. I always did music from when I was a kid, and I was only interested in, you know, playing music, you know, up until the point where I was actually playing in front of people, two people, and listening to what we were doing on the radio, which was,
So why did you give it all up? I mean, you're an actor, you're an extra,
yeah.
You're a brilliant guitarist.
Thank you.
Excellent world-class drummer.
Oh, that's lovely.
And a fabulous songwriter and singer. And then you give it all up. You're a man of multi-talents, and you just give it all up to become a businessman.
Well, the thing is...
But you're a successful businessman.
Well...
And that's the main thing, isn't it?
I think I'm just a lucky guy, Ron. I mean, I'm surrounded by wonderful people, which is, you know, which is what's made everything happen for me. You know, when I was at the point with... in the 90s, when I was involved with... I've done a little bit of stuff with the Bunnymen. We did a couple of tracks on one of the albums from the Electrofiction era. That's when I'd done the Manson thing. There was a little bit with the Lars. There was, like, you know, I spent quite a bit of time with Lee and stuff like that. And then, of course, one of the best ever bands I've heard of up till now was a band called Soul Mantra, which, in fact... one of the songs I've wrote is about. We can talk about that later if you want to. I was getting to the point where music was, and the whole Liverpool scene was becoming a little bit kind of suffocating. I had a wonderful partner, and she wanted to kind of, you know, should we have a child? She was kind of, you know, straighten out a little bit. So I just went for that. So basically, life. And a really good decision in life happened for me, where I had a little boy. And for the past 15 years, what I've tried to do is just set him up for his life, really. And this company that we've got, can I...
Yeah,
of
course you can.
Yeah, the company that we've...
I was just going to ask you what type of business is it?
Well, it starts off as a catering company, but now it's like we I would call it an agency. I hate that because it's got such a bad, you know, people have a bad reputation about the agency, this, that, and the other. But what we do is we work with a lot of fabulous chefs who go out and, you know, do all the work. We don't do the work. We're just like a little sort of contact for them, but we give them a lot of support. But the company has grown now to the point where it's really is quite... successful on a small level.
Didn't you once do the event catering for Dionne Warwick?
Well, this is the thing. When I was kind of in bands in Liverpool in the 90s and stuff, and after the Soul Mantra era, I had my own band, which was called Mannequin. And to fund that, what I did, I used to do some on-tour catering with companies who I used to know from when I went on tours years and years before. And I used to go out and do tours, festivals and stuff, just to generate the money to come back, to pay for the rehearsals, pay for the studios and stuff like that. So, and of course, along the way, Ron, you know, how long have you got? You know, I mean, a few things happened.
Tell me about the Robert Palmer jacket.
Right, well, no, it's a Robert Plant jacket.
Robert Plant's jacket, that was it, yeah.
Well, I mean, when we got signed to Warner Brothers in 1979, something like that, I was 15, our singer, who was, like, just kind of crazy about women, he started having this affair with the receptionist at Warner Brothers in Berners Street in Soho in London. So we were down there. When we were down there, he used to stay behind with this wonderful girl, can't remember her name, and I was just kind of been embarrassed, so I'd just wander around, and of course my biggest influence as a drummer was Led Zeppelin. I mean, you know, John Bonham, you know, that thunder that guy's got. So I'm just wandering around Warner Brothers Studios upstairs, really, just looking about, and I just sees this door, and it was like Robert Plant's office, and I thought, oh my God. So kind of, I shouldn't have, but I just opened the door and peeped in, and I could see this big desk, lovely big desk, big chair, and on the back of the chair, and also by around about that time, I used to love flying jackets as well. There was a flying jacket with Robert Plant tour 1975, something like that, and I can tell you now, Ron, it was one of those times when I thought, you know,
Should I?
Obviously, I never did.
You obviously not as
it was a moment.
It.
It was just, I just wanted everyone to be there, so yeah. they could see it, but it stays in the memory.
Yeah. So you're now with another band. You formed another band. How did the band come about?
Moya. Right, well, Moya has always been... Moya is an offshoot from Mannequin, really. I mean, when we had Mannequin in the 90s, before my lovely boy came along, the members from that band, a couple of them are still with me. And also the connection with the Liverpool scene, which I've never, ever really... I know you said, you know, you've kind of left. I've never really left. I've just kind of... I've been spending as much time on that, so now I'm back in the scene. The business is kind of... Touchwood running itself, and it's given me time to get back into the Liverpool music scene. Again, really fortunately, I'm getting quite a strong response from the musicians. And I mean, you know, they're all connected. I mean, we've got a wonderful bass player who's, you know, kind of in a fantastic band called Cold Shoulder, but he's also doing some stuff for Ian McNabb, who was the Icicle Works, and Andy's a fabulous bass player. We've got him. I've got Gary, who's Gary O'Donnell, which is kind of a similar name.
Yeah.
Gaz has always been with me from day one, and Gaz is there. Fabulous. I've got a fabulous selection of drummers who kind of are involved at different times. You know, Ben Gorry, great drummer. Chris Campbell, what a great drummer Chris is. He works with a superb band called The Sums. He's done a little bit with Hurricane One, bit of Star Sailor stuff. But and these people have never gone away, and we've always been connected. And there's a lot of love in that room, Ron.
And this album, I'm going to play a track from your album now. Okay. Tell me a little bit about this track, Three Quarters.
Three Quarters is quite an emotional moment for me, really, because Three Quarters is about Soul Mantra. Now, Soul Mantra, if anyone out there has gets on Google, or I mean, it would be difficult to find, because we split before we made it, if you like. But there was an opportunity when the four of us were going to come back together, and we met in our house, which was in Cheshire. But only three turned up. The other guy didn't come. So just at that time, I mean, I had the guitar and I just started doing Three Quarters. And Lee, the multi-talented singer of the band, just said, "Gaz, you've got to..." Where's that come from? So it's developed from there, really. So, I mean, do enjoy this song. It means a lot to us.
From the new album Pendulum by Moya. This is Three Quarters. We'll come back to get it for more just after this.
Be a fan of 96.5 Bolton FM on Facebook. Log on and search Bolton FM.
Three Quarters there, and that's you wrote all this album yourself, did you, Gary?
Yeah, I wrote all the album.
Okay, tell me a little bit about Three Quarters, apart from
production. Well, I mean, again, super lucky. I mean, I have this procedure where I'll do demos at home, and then I'll go to a studio in Lancashire, and we'll kind of seriously take them to the other level. And then they go off to LA to this fabulous producer, a guy called Danny Saber. Danny Saber, I mean, Google Danny. He's got a Wikipedia thing. He's an incredibly successful and fantastic guy to work with, producer in LA. And we went to LA, and Danny done that.
He's worked with Madonna.
Danny's done Madonna, he's done Bowie, he's done U2, he was part of the Black Grape thing. I mean, a really good friend of his, Michael Hutchinson. Michael Hutchins, before he passed, was kind of tight with Danny, and I mean, he gave Danny the rights to the documentary, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, because the likes of the Danny Sabres of the world, they are the unsung heroes. You know, you don't see them, but everything that you hear is from people like that.
Brilliant, brilliant. Right, now, you've done another track. You've given me another track which I've been listening to. Well, you gave me the album and let me listen. Yeah. And I picked these tracks, I must have met. But I do like this next one. Tell me a bit about this, The Toad. I love it. I think I love it because as soon as I saw the title, my eyes just drew towards it.
Well, I mean, The Toad is again, it's a story about, you know, you see people who are kind of like, you think, oh, I don't fancy them, or I don't like the look of them and stuff. But I think everyone has got something.
Yeah.
Something. And The Toad is about this guy who I used to know, who's, you know, was kind of bit of a criminal, bit of a bad lad,
bit of that,
you know, and a lot of people were kind of put off by this guy, but, you know, he used to say some fantastic things, and in one of the lines in the song, I was walking down the road when I bumped into the toad, and you know what he said to me, "Boy, you can be free." Now that is poetry, I think, and this is the kind of stuff that, you know, can be you can overlook if you just, you know, if you miss the love for people.
Let's listen to The Toad if I can. Okay. You'll like this one. I love this one. We'll be right back. Toddler from the album Pendulum by Moya. Moya led by my guest for today, Gary McDonnell. Gary, did Danny produce that one as well?
Well, Danny did the whole album.
Sorry, hang on. Let me put the faders up, that helps. Go on.
Yes, Danny did the whole album. Incredible job he did too.
Brilliant. So what's happening now then? What are you doing now? Well, I mean, obviously you're promoting this.
Well, this is the plan at the moment is just to, now that the album's recorded, is to just, you know, promote, really, to do wonderful things like this. Next year, I think we are going to have a bit of a bigger push. Danny's looking to give us... he's kind of involved in the whole kind of Studio City thing, and he wants to kind of get us on one of the films, whether it's a couple of minutes or the whole soundtrack. I doubt it would be great, but when we get that kind of that push, well then obviously we're gonna take it to another level. But for now we're just doing wonderful, enjoying things like this.
Good. Well, Gary has come in today with his partner Anne, who's going to tell us a little bit more about where we can find out more about his music and his band. Hi Anne, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good, thank you very much, Ron. Very nice to be here in Bolton with yourself.
So if we want to find out more, or people want to find out where he's gigging, or what's his website, where do we go?
Well, the band does have a website. It's moyaband.com, so that's moeaband.com, where we try to have as much information as possible. You can download the album from there. You can just download one or two songs, whichever you want. You can also contact us and we'll send you the album in the post, as we've done with yourself. So it does work. And we will obviously put whenever the band has got anything that the public can attend, we'll put it there. We do use the Facebook page an awful lot as well in order to promote that. So it's again Moya on Facebook. And then people can just contact us. The email address is moyaband@hotmail.com.
Excellent. Cool. Gary, all I can say is a massive thank you to you for coming
welcome.
In.
You're very welcome.
I know you've travelled. How far have you travelled today?
We live in Lancashire now. We live in a lovely little village with the most wonderfully warm people that we've met. They've made us so welcome. It's fabulous.
Good. Excellent. Gary, thanks very much for coming in. Lovely to see you. Thank you to your lovely partner, Anne.
Thank you very much
for reading the weather. Cheers. You did a much better job than I did, believe me. And Gary, what about you coming in again sometime?
Oh, I would love to do that.
Would you?
Absolutely, anytime, of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that, and it'd be nice to come to see Bolton again.
I've got your number, Gary. I will give you a ring, I promise you. Right?
Thank you.
And we'll get you in the very, very near future.
Oh, we look forward to that. Thanks
ever so much. In the meantime, give my regards to James Almond. Tell him his potatoes are absolutely delicious.
You're talking about our farmer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And good luck with your album. I hope it really takes off. I do like it. It grows on me and grows on me. And I do like it. And I'll play a lot more of this.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Gary.
Cheers.